What's up? Yeah, it's Sunday, May the 24th, 2020. I haven't been able to podcast that much in the last week or so. I've done a few with Jim, you know. But other than that, I just haven't had it in me. Did one with Mike, I guess. I don't know. I'm not really depressed. It's almost like the lockdown has allowed me to discover the entire rainbow of darkness. It's not just one color. You can't just say that darkness and depression and ennui, loneliness and isolation, the shattered, broken glass of a mind being laid out across the great plains of torture. There are so many beautiful variations of black and gray in this fucked up lockdown America. So I don't know what to tell you. And of course, I got myself some weed this week, some Blue Dream, you know, went to Uncle Ike's, and now that's a dystopia. I mean, it's bad enough that they legalize weed, and it takes years to be able to use a debit card. But even then, you still have to go to a counter and have someone half your fucking age go get the weed so you can, like, take it and pay for it. It's fucked up. But now Uncle Ike's has a mask policy. So if I want to get any weed from Uncle Ike's, I got to put on my fucking mask like I'm Bane. Do you feel like you're in control? This shit is getting so fucked. There are so many variations of darkness. I'm not even depressed. What I've discovered is a whole new dark feeling between anger, happiness, and deep ennui. It's like this is the darkness triangle, okay? There's anger, there's happiness, and then there's deep ennui. And yeah, that's a good name for two boobs and a vagina. Anger, happiness, and deep ennui. Anyways, I've discovered this whole new feeling. I don't even have a name for it yet. I feel like I should call it Transnatron or Wando because I'm too lazy and those are names I've already come up with. But no, it's not Wando. Maybe it is Wando. Maybe Wando isn't just an opportunity for financial investment. Maybe Wando is the spirit of the time, the zeitgeist. Is Wando the spirit of time? And oh, by the way, that stupid fucking movie that called itself Zeitgeist, of all the pretentious fucking bullshit you could ever do in your whole fucking life, including claiming that somebody fixed or solved the calculation problem, using operations management theory. That never happened. That's bad enough. That makes that movie stupid enough. But in addition, you call a fucking movie Zeitgeist. Zeitgeist is a philosophical concept. It is relevant to many fields. A loose translation is spirit of the time. And those motherfuckers, oh, we're going to make the Zeitgeist movie. Really? You're just going to steal a whole fucking concept and keep it to yourself, you fuck? It just makes you angry. But that's what I mean. If you take anger and that ennui and that happiness or joy, anger plus joy plus ennui, and you mix it together in a witch's brew of bullshit, you end up with a perfect new feeling that we add to the rainbow of darkness. Now the rainbow of darkness, which Lovecraft did discover in writing The Color Out of Space. And when you think about it, but doesn't that tell you something? Color out of space. That's what this is. It is an undefinable, dark, brilliant color. A new spectrum. So yeah, I haven't been able to podcast much. I cut my hair yesterday. I did. I grabbed, this is how you do it. You grab a shringus and just zing, 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 zing with the scissors. And it's okay to use metal shears, you know. I don't have fancy scissors. I just have whatever scissors I can find, and they work. So it's okay to use whatever scissors you can fucking find. Don't be all judgmental about the scissors, is all I'm saying. I saw a tiger, and I was here. I saw a tiger, it brought me a beer. Yeah, I watched that Joe Exotic bullshit too. Actually, that show kind of brought me up, and I'm going to talk with Jim about it today, because I don't even want to talk about shit that's happening. Like, okay, here's a new fact I didn't want to know. Joe Jorgensen. I don't know who Joe Jorgensen is. I have to tell you, I'm not homophobic. I don't hate transgendered people. I have my own feelings about the gay rights movement, and I'm a Christian. So put that all in a big soup bowl. So, but it does sound like the name of a transgendered person, Joe Jorgensen. Like, they didn't want to take the full leap. It was probably J-O-E. Just drop the E. Boy, doesn't that say a lot. Just drop the E. Just cut it right off. And you got Joe, not Joe. That's fine. That's fine, too. I don't know who Joe Jorgensen is, but Joe Jorgensen is the Libertarian Party nominee for president. Didn't even remember seeing her in one of the few debates I watched, because I don't vote. Gary Johnson. Oh, Gary Johnson baked the cake. That was my shot heard around the world for me. When a Libertarian Party, anybody, tells you to do something, you need to be really skeptical, you know? It's like, well, you should just go bake the cake. Bake the cake. You know what? If you're a baker and you want to open the worst, darkest place ever, you can be racist, you can be sexist, you can be homophobic, you can make people wear masks all the time, you can be the worst Karen in the world and let the chips fall where they may. If you don't want to bake the cake, don't do it. I guarantee you, in a free world, someone down the street will bake the cake, and in all likelihood, you'll probably get a better deal. That's the world I want to live in. You know, I don't want assholes to hide in the shadows. Oh, no, no, no. I want all the freak flags to go up, because that way I know where they are. Fucking assholes currently they hide. They hide in uniforms. They wear blue uniforms, you know. In a free world, the drunken asshole pops out as clownishly as some old braggart in an old-style pub in the middle of the 19th century, saying, you ain't never gonna say those darn words about me. And he ends up with a 50 caliber lead ball in his head. And that's how that should work. In this world, this fucked up world, anger, joy, and ennui, the triangle of the new sadness, in this color out of space world, no, they wear a blue uniform. And it's protect and serve what? Protect what? Not people. Serve what? Probably not God. You know, probably not. Protect and serve. I think Lovecraft, despite the fact that he was kind of a homophobic, racist, atheistic kind of guy in a lot of ways, and a communist sort of, I think he saw stuff. I think he saw too much. I'm just enjoying my Folgers coffee. So yeah, I cut my hair yesterday. I cut my hair and I even shaved myself. I did that. My cracked skin is healing, although it doesn't look like it. It is. It's just really horrible how I just didn't buy hand lotion for decades. And then it's like, you know, maybe all the home cooking the last couple years and the cheap soap. That cheap soap is cheap for a reason, Dan. That's one of the things you got to tell yourself, too, about life these days. It's all a minefield. They tell you that there are these institutions that exist to protect you, okay? Like the FDA, you know. They tell you these things exist to protect you, like the CDC. Like Fauci. Fuck you, Fauci. But it's actually the opposite. They're the assholes. You see, in the middle of the 19th century, Fauci would be some stupid-ass fuck, selling patent medicine, little jars of grunkus, glunkus, whatever, little jars of toxic polluted whale sperm out of the back of a fucking wagon, and you would ride that fucker out of town on rails. That's how it would have happened in the middle of the 19th century. And let's be honest, that's why we were killing, that's also while we were killing a lot of Native Americans and Mexicans. We got it, you know, and there was still the slavery thing, so let's get real too. But at least there was a couple things that worked. That was one of them. These days, these fuckers can go work for the FDA. So they sell you the same patent medicine, but the government takes a stamp and says, oh, this is healthy, Dan. This is healthy. We tested it in Zimbabwe on 80 children in a double-blind study. Only half the kids died. Take the glunkus. Take the vaccination. Who here wants to take a vaccination? From any organization, even remotely connected to Bill Gates? Nobody. Fuck. Yeah, so this is a bit of an all over the place mini podcast. Usually my podcasts last about an hour. This is going to close out here pretty quick, but I saw Tiger. You know, I think that there's a show called Documentary Now, and if you've never seen Documentary Now, it's actually kind of funny. They'll take real documentaries and, you know, satirize them. And I can imagine them doing this, doing the Joe Exotic thing on Documentary Now, but it won't be about tigers, no. It'll either be about sharks or French bulldogs. I can imagine them do either one works for me. The shark thing works for me because that would be funny as fuck. The only thing more outlandish than people treating tigers as pets would be to treat a great white shark as a pet. And I think there are probably people who'd say, I'd do that. I would, you know, I saw a shark and I heard it bark. Yeah, you didn't hear it. No, you saw a shark and then you were dead. You're dead. You know what I mean? You didn't see a shark. You saw your life before you like a kaleidoscope of infinite regret. That's what you saw. You discovered the Dan Triangle of the new color out of space darkness for the entire rainbow of darkness. Yes, depression is a thing. I'm not really depressed. I'm actually in kind of a good mood, hence the joy, one of the boobs. I'm also kind of angry, hence the other boob. And then there's the vagina, which is the ennui. And if you're a woman saying, Dan, that sounds crypto-misogynistic, I wouldn't say it's that crypto. It's fairly obviously misogynistic, not intended to be directly targeted at the female species. I don't hate women. This isn't about that. But I will say this. The map of the world, the real map of the world, is as dangerous and intriguing as a woman's body.